In terms of our Australian BMX competitors, well, they're getting ready to get into it, featuring triple Olympian now, Lauren Reynolds, who I'm pleased to say joins us on SEN's Tokyo coverage. Lauren, thanks for your time. Gee, this is exciting as it gets closer.
Yeah, super stoked to be out here in Tokyo and obviously with the games going ahead. So, itching to get on the course tomorrow and race in the quarterfinals. Long anticipated wait, but super excited and ready to go tomorrow.
How different does it feel from London through to Rio through to these games, which were always going to be different anyway?
Yeah, they've all been a little bit different and unique in their own kind of way. But yeah, this one certainly takes it for the win with just all the weird stuff and the different ways to kind of just get to the start line, obviously with the challenges and the testing and all the requirements. But honestly, just so happy that we're able to, you know, get the games to go ahead and be here. Just honoured to put the green and gold back on and so excited to get out there and do my best tomorrow.
It's been, a 3 or 4 year plan for this one when you linked up with Sam Willoughby, of course, Olympic medal in London. And you set out a plan to get to Tokyo where you're going to try and divide your time between WA and San Diego. How much have you been able to stick to that plan?
Yeah, we sat down, we got together just after the Rio Olympics, and then it was only a few weeks after that Sam had his accident. So then everything was just sort of flipped upside down and put on hold a little bit. And obviously, you know, he's one of my closest friends, and his wife, Elise, is who I have trained with for 8-9 years now. So, we were just totally, you know, by his bed and supporting him to get back on his feet as much as he could. And then once we kind of got the ball rolling, we sort of set out a plan, and it was awesome because it helped him as well have some, some purpose, not purpose, but just something to look forward to, but just to stay in the sport of BMX. Obviously, it was cut for him just, you know, overnight. So then he was, you know, helping train myself and Elise. So it was probably only a couple of months after that we really sat down and set out a plan to kind of, you know, if we want to do this and get really competitive and make it and have a good crack this time with the last two Olympics not really going too well for me. We set out a really long-term plan, and it was something I had to stick to. There was no shortcuts. There was nothing that was going to sort of change overnight, and I knew that it was going to be a long, tough couple of years just to kind of get to where I needed to be and then to sort of finish the job closer to the Olympics. So, there were definitely moments where it was tough and I felt like I was, you know, not going anywhere or not going in the direction I needed. But I just had to trust it, and that was sort of what he had always said, is just trust the process. And that's what we did. And, coming into 2020, which was, you know, originally going to be Olympic year, it was, everything was well and truly on track. And I had a start of that year, really, really well and strong and happy with where I was at. Then we had that extra year kind of thrown in the mix of nothing, which ended up being probably the best year of my life with in terms of preparation, training and growth, you know, for me personally, physically and mentally. So we made massive gains there. And I think without that, I wouldn't be in this kind of form I am right now. So I definitely feel confident that with the work we've done that, you know, I hope to be pretty competitive out there this week.
You're 30 years of age now. Wouldn't it be interesting, Lauren, to go back and have a look at the 9-year-old version of yourself out there at Bunbury in WA at the BMX club, and now fast forwarding and thinking, is there a possibility that I could go to an Olympic Games? And then how about being the first Australian BMX rider to be a 3-time, a triple Olympian? It must blow you away.
Yeah, I know. I do often think back and look at photos when I was 9 and when I first, you know, threw on the helmet and started racing. And it was it's the same me though. It's the same person and, have the same, you know, love and passion for BMX racing. So it's just, I honestly never would have expected it. Obviously, back then I didn't even know Olympics was an option. But I just know that I'm competitive and I'm hungry and I'm just so not done. I haven't achieved what I wanted to. I'm thrilled to be here at my 3rd Olympic Games, but as an athlete, you have such a high standard and an expectation when it's, you are so easily disappointed, but only by yourself. And, you know, I just, that's the biggest challenge, is just to try to overcome that and beat the pressure and expectation you have on yourself, and sort of walk away with your head high, knowing that, you know, you are happy with your efforts. And that's really what I'm looking for. And I know that, you know, if I can deliver my best laps, then yeah, I think I'll walk away with exactly what I'm looking for.
So
that's the challenge. And
absolutely. So 15th in London, sorry to cut you off, 15th in London and then 11th in Rio. So I'm just wondering, what are your expectations for Tokyo?
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone, obviously I go to the races to win, right? Everyone does, I think. And I want to win. I would absolutely be stoked to walk away with a medal. Honestly, any colour, that would be a huge achievement. And I think that would fulfil that little missing piece that I'm kind of looking for of kind of achievements and my own success. But then if you sort of just, you know, it's step by step, and you have to really go race by race in BMX, because you can be eliminated just like that. Obviously, one lap, it's 30, 40 seconds. It's do or die. It's, you know, single elimination. So it's sort of just one lap at a time, and you can't, you know, I can't even look at that point right now. But getting into the main event, which is the final top eight, I think that's once I get there, and if I can get to that point, then I'll feel very, you know, I'll be totally behind myself, and it's anyone's race at that point. And so I've just got to obviously put my best foot forward to get there. So to answer your question, obviously I want to be in the main event, and then once I'm in there, you know, I think I'm totally up to be a top three contender. So that's awesome. What I'm looking for.
Absolutely awesome. Well, it's been an amazing ride, so to speak, all the way to your third Olympic Games. Congratulations on getting there, on getting through the thick and thin over the last 4 to 5 years. We'll be following you. Wish you all the very best. Go get them.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.